the New South Wales government, they planned the whole thing out, and the intention was to develop irrigation right across what is now the Berrigan district, an extension to its north, which is now incorporated in it, which was called the Janago Irrigation District. To the west, the Denimene Irrigation District, with a rather indefinite western boundary. They called it Denimene, being an abbreviation of Dunulquin and Moolamoon, and the Denibuta, which was a corruption of Dunulquin and Wombuta, being a reasonably established locality south of where Bunlow is now. The first work for the Walkill District was the Stevens Weir. This was in the Depression. The job was there to employ the local unemployed. And it was done largely on relief work, certainly initially, with typically men working 2 weeks on and 1 week off to share the benefit around. This is all going back to the early 1930s. The stories are told that every morning Steve Whittam was the engineer. He used to step outside his field office at 9 o'clock and sack two men. He'd quite happily put them on again a fortnight later. It was a very crude but widely used disciplinary measure to keep the people on their toes. The excavation of the Walkill Main Canal initially was done by a steam-powered dragline. It was travelled on rails, not on tracks. The New South Wales government purchased a plant which included four Bucyrus excavators, large ones, a 4 cubic yard bucket, not large by today's standard, but it was large then. As I started in the Denimene back in 1950, it had the dragline excavators, but the excavation of the branch channels was almost entirely by horse teams, either 8-horse or 10-horse teams. I was on the branch channel work, and I spent about 1 year off it to supervise the clay lining of the section of the Mulwala Canal between Aljo Siphon and the Inwards River. Because you have to realise that that section in particular is all underlain by sand, because it's on an ancestral Murray stream.